Biden's pledge. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden hosting a summit in September where the focus will be on tackling hate-fueled violence. Fox's Jared Halpern has the details from Washington.
The United We Stand Summit is part of an effort to heal the soul of the nation, a key campaign pledge from President Biden. He will host civil rights groups, faith leaders, law enforcement officers, gun violence prevention advocates, and former members of hate groups at the event on September 15th. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the summit will present an opportunity for Americans of all races, religions, political affiliations, and walks of life to take up cause together. President Biden will deliver a keynote address.
A judge in Oakland County, Michigan, granting an injunction Friday that would block enforcement of the state's 1931 abortion ban.
The voters will go and the voters will decide. I believe actually that across the country, there is support, overwhelming support for reproductive rights.
Karen McDonald, Oakland County prosecutor. David Kalman, an attorney for two Republican County prosecutors, says there are plans for an appeal. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade on June 24th. A cyclone is expected to hit South Texas within the next 48 hours. Fox's Eben Brown reports.
The National Hurricane Center is now posting tropical storm warnings for South Texas and down into Mexico due to a weather system in the Gulf of Mexico now very likely to become a tropical cyclone. While wind and storm surge are expected in the very southern coastal areas of Texas, the worst of it will be the rain. 1 to 3 inches are expected to fall.
A federal judge rejecting South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's effort to delay grand jury testimony in Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The source of an E. coli outbreak in three states may have come from a popular food chain. Fox's Lisa Lacerra reports.
The CDC says the specific food has not been confirmed as the source of the E. coli outbreak, but many people say they ate sandwiches with romaine lettuce at Wendy's restaurants in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania before getting sick. Wendy's says it's removing the lettuce being used in sandwiches from restaurants in that region. It says it uses a different type of romaine lettuce in its salads. 37 people are known to have gotten sick, and 10 people have been hospitalized.
A very eventful day in the Chicago trial of former R&B superstar R. Kelly. Fox's Michelle Polino has more.
Several of the videos of R. Kelly having sex with minors were played for jurors in Chicago, while Jane, the pseudonym of the woman key to the prosecution's case against the R&B singer, returned to the stand, this time cross-examined by the defense. On the stand, she admitted the government helped her get Section 8 housing and helped with some expenses in exchange for her testimony, and that her real relationship with Kelly lasted 12 years, in which Kelly had at times paid her rent and employed members of her family. Kelly is facing child pornography charges, and he's charged with rigging his 2008 pornography trial in which the sex tapes in evidence were used to blackmail Jane into not testifying.
The stock market not ending the week on a high note.
A tough day for your 401k. A tech-led sell-off pushing all three major averages lower for the day and the week. The Dow finishing down 292 points. The S&P off by 55. The Nasdaq trading down by 260. Rising bond yields and rate hike worries pummeling equities after Fed officials said interest rates must keep rising to fight inflation.
That's Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis in New York. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.